healing and remission are exactly the same. They're one and the same. And the end goal is the same as well, which is to get rid of symptoms, to restore gut function, and to live as normal a life as possible. Simple as that. Ulcerative colitis remission is the ultimate dream when you're seeing blood in the toilet every day and absolutely hating life. Finally reversing your symptoms and actually feeling in control of your gut health just seems far, far away for too many people all across the world, because in the US there's like 1 million people who are dealing with colitis every day, and here in the UK I think the number's around 300,000 people. But what exactly does the term remission really mean? And what does it actually mean to you? The reason I ask this question is because while there is actually medical definitions of remission, there's actually 3 different definitions of the stages of remission. This is a subject I actually think is quite subjective. So in today's episode, we're going to dive into exactly what colitis really means and what it means to different people. But firstly, thanks for tuning in to this episode. This is the first ever episode of the new podcast, which is called Mission Colitis Remission. Previously, I've ran like over 30 episodes on my previous podcast called For Gut's Sake, which was more wide-ranging, covering all sorts of different gut issues. But the colitis community is my community because I was diagnosed with colitis back in 2017, struggled with it big time, and went down a natural alternative healing path. And fortunately, I managed to reverse my symptoms and I've been in remission for over 5 years now. So my name's Mark McLean. I'm your host. I'm a health and wellness journalist, author, and gut health coach. So in this new podcast, Mission Colitis Remission, we're going to be delving into all the various natural alternative health methods that we can utilize to get rid of our symptoms, put colitis firmly in remission. So in this podcast, there's going to be a big focus on the many lifestyle changes that we can make, the biohacking tools that we can utilize, the many different nutritional protocols and supplements that we can bring into our life. And there's also going to be a big focus on personal development, because when you incorporate all of those different elements, I really do believe strongly that you can take back control of your gut health. So okay, let's look at exactly what colitis remission really means, because people have all different experiences with their colitis symptoms, with what they view as remission, and how this inflammatory bowel disease actually affects their own life. I've gone into like full journalist mode to do a fair bit of digging on remission, what it means, people's experiences, just to really understand the various views around remission and how they line up with my own, and also to see how they align with what I'm trying to achieve with this colitis community platform, because the main aim is to help every one of us lift each other up and find natural solutions to getting rid of our symptoms and getting back to a normal, healthy life. We'll then cover the 3 medical labels that are actually given to the different stages of remission. Number 4, I want to really underline the mission of this health platform to help people with ulcerative colitis actually heal and take back control of their gut health. And then as we wrap up this episode, we'll look at the importance of mindset in order to get well again. So last year when I was working on the previous podcast For Gut's Sake, I was covering all sorts of topics, and a guy from New York got in touch with me. He's actually a comedian. His name's Matt Nagin, and he's dealt with Crohn's disease for over 30 years now. And he sent me an email telling me how he had managed to reverse all of his symptoms naturally and how he had been in remission for over 3 years. And he was actually medication-free as well. So obviously, I was really interested to hear his story, how he'd done it, and to see if he did any of the same things that I do, in terms of making lifestyle changes, in terms of changing your diet, all of that kind of stuff, just to see if I could learn anything from him and share his story on the pod. So it turns out Matt's around the same age as me. I'm 41, think he's in his early 40s as well. And he tried various different lifestyle changes. He changed his diet, had brought in various supplements. He was doing things like getting out in sunlight quite a lot, removing like toxic products from his home, the types of foods that he was eating, cutting out all the processed stuff, no longer drinking alcohol. So Matt wanted to come on the podcast, share his story, and then reveal all about how he'd actually made this happen. It turned out it was like one of the funniest podcast episodes we've ever had. Matt, obviously being a comedian, just such a funny dude. And I'll share a link to that interview with Matt in the description below if you want to tune into that as well. But the main reason I'm telling you this story is because when Matt and I were sending emails back and forward, one thing really stood out to me from those conversations. One word kept popping up in the emails, and that was remission. Matt was telling me how he'd been in remission for over 3 years. He made changes to his diet and XYZ lifestyle changes to ensure he stayed in remission. He was delighted how he'd finally found all these different ways to stay in remission without medication. So obviously I really loved Matt's story. I love hearing any stories about people overcoming IBD naturally and getting back to full health. But this heavy use of the word remission was actually quite new to me, because I simply always used the word healing in my own gut health journey. So is there any difference between the words healing and remission? And what exactly does remission mean for the many other people all over the world dealing with this super shitty gut condition? I jumped on to online forums on Reddit and also The Mighty, which is a health website where there's a lot of articles on there where people share their own experiences and other people comment underneath about what's going on in their own life as well. So I've actually written down some key comments I found on these websites from real people in these real communities, letting us know what's going on in their lives. So here's some of the comments that were on the Mighty website. So this one's from a user called Luna Nova, a woman based in the US. She says, "Remission feels feeling somewhat like I have a life that I can actually go out and live and experience joy, trying, seeing new things, achieving goals. And flare-ups for me thus far have taken all of that away from me." This next comment is from a woman named as Sandra GK, who's also in the US. And she wrote, "Remission, the first in several years, has enabled me to leave home for longer periods of time without fearing a colitis accident. Though I'm well aware it's not vanquished forever, this is the first break from constant symptoms that I've had in a very long time." And then another basic, simple explanation of colitis remission from someone called Chelsea in the US was just basically little to no ulcerative colitis symptoms. So for her, colitis remission basically meant going about her daily life with little or no symptoms at all. Then on Reddit, there's an ulcerative colitis forum, which I've been a member of for over a year now. And here are some of the comments I read on there about colitis remission. So this guy called Dutch Infidel, he wrote, "For me, the urgency is gone and blood isn't present. I still see mucus from time to time, but for the most part, I have one bowel movement around the same time every day. That's when my work schedule stays the same because vacations throw me off." And here's the colitis remission take from a woman called Chrissy, who's based in Canada. And she wrote, "For me, it's no pain, no blood, and 1 to 2 normal bowel movements a day, leading an entirely normal life and eating and drinking anything in moderation, of course. My only reminder of ulcerative colitis is taking my pills first thing in the morning." And here's the take of a user called AMV2926. "I actually feel like it has changed as my disease has progressed. Like when I was first diagnosed and then went into remission for 6 years, remission for me was being so normal and healthy that I basically forgot that I had a disease in the first place because I had no symptoms and no problems." And then the final take on their perspective on colitis remission is from a user called Yazzie86. And this user wrote, "Since my diagnosis 6 years ago, I've had 3 months where I felt in remission and that I had no symptoms at all and felt normal." But when I am flaring, I describe it as active bleeding and mucus, a particular smell of bowel movement and multiple 6+ bowel movements a day, sharp stabbing tummy pains, sharp stabbing rectal pains and aching, mouth ulcers, chronic fatigue, weight loss, itchy skin, some bowel incontinence and high anxiety. I don't know about you guys, but that last one there I can really relate to when I was really struggling with my own colitis. The sharp stabbing stomach pains, I used to get that as well. The mouth ulcers, that was something that happened. The anxiety, the fatigue, the weight loss, I had all of that stuff as well. And I'm sure a lot of you guys tuning in right now can resonate with that too. But the main reason I wanted to share some of those different comments was just to show the wide-ranging perspectives on remission. It's not exactly the same for every single person. Quick break from the episode just to say that if you've been enjoying this content and you don't want to miss out on future episodes and with some really amazing guests that we've got lined up in future, then please subscribe to the show. Also, if you listen on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, it would be massively appreciated if you left a rating or review on there. By doing that, you can play a big part in helping this show to grow and hopefully reaching even more people with ulcerative colitis and ideally helping them access positive information that can help them on their gut healing journey. Okay, let's get back to the episode. So at this point, I want to give you my own personal take on colitis remission. So straight to the point, for me, healing and remission are exactly the same. They're one and the same. And the end goal is the same as well, which is to get rid of symptoms, to restore gut function, and to live as normal a life as possible. Simple as that. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that my perspective on remission means that you're magically cured or that you'll never experience another flare-up in your life again, but I do strongly believe that you can reverse all your symptoms, take back control of your gut health, and then thirdly, massively reduce your chances of a flare-up occurring and actually keep it that way in the long term. But best of all, and this might actually go against everything you've learned up until now, but I strongly believe that it's entirely possible for this to be achieved naturally. Absolutely possible. But of course, this means much more than just changing your diet, introducing a few supplements and thinking positive thoughts. It really requires taking a big picture approach and addressing all different areas of your health. And it also requires implementing various different biohacking tools and lifestyle changes to really answer your inflamed body's screams for help. And thirdly, it actually means going on a real journey of personal development and uncovering what no longer serves you mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. I go into all of this stuff in far more detail in my book Gut Rescue, which you can download for free. I'll include the link to it in the description below this episode. But for now, back to remission and my own personal take on it. So for me, I've now been in remission for over 5 years now. I feel so grateful, so thankful that I finally got to that place because I know there's so many other people out there just now struggling, and I was struggling for a long time myself as well. But for me, my idea of remission is not only being symptom free, but it's also being medication free as well. For me personally, that's just what I really need in my life. I'm only in my early 40s. I don't want to be taking medication for the rest of my life. And there's a couple of reasons for that. Number one is that when I was diagnosed, the consultant said to me, this medication works in 80% of cases. That was the anti-inflammatories mesalazine they gave me. So straight away I was thinking, well, what if I'm in that 20%? Now, luckily the mesalazine did work, but how do I know how long it's going to work for? I don't want to be at the mercy of this medication because I've read on these other forums, like I mentioned, Reddit and some other online forums of other people where medication stops working. I've read about horror stories with various side effects. One of them was where a guy was using anti-inflammatories for a long time. He had a bad reaction and ended up with pancreatitis, which I don't know I don't know the ins and outs of that, but it doesn't sound very healthy. And for me, that's a big downside, is that these potential side effects, and again, being at the mercy of the medication. Now, I'm not anti-medication for everyone else. I know for some people they're a real lifesaver. But firstly, first and foremost, I really want to do everything I can naturally in terms of diet, in terms of those lifestyle changes, in terms of those biohacking tools and personal development, all of that stuff out there, and there is so much of it. Those are the roads that I want to go down first in order to look after my body and put this colitis into remission. And fortunately, everything that I've done so far has kept me in a really good place. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not perfect. I still experience some symptoms like heartburn and headaches now and again. Actually, just recently, I've been getting some mouth ulcers because I've been a bit run down. But the bleeding, the mucus, the really bad inflammation in my intestines, all of that is long gone because I've really focused on all of those things, all of those different lifestyle factors that I've just mentioned. And listen, this is not just a single case of me doing it alone. Matt Nagin, that comedian I mentioned earlier, he's done it. Niraj Nayak has done it. Anya Gakowska has done it. These are all people that I've had on the podcast over the past year who've had ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease in Matt's case, but they've had a really bad struggle with these inflammatory bowel diseases, and they're now healed. They've put the condition firmly into remission for many years now, and they're doing really good with all of these different lifestyle changes similar to mine in their lives. But anyway, moving on, medical experts explain to us that there's actually three different official stages of remission. So the first one is clinical, the second is endoscopic, and then there's a third version of remission, which is called histologic. So here's a quick run through of each. So firstly, clinical remission means when your symptoms are all gone, or at least mostly all gone. And then the second one, endoscopic remission, is obviously when you get the camera up the bum and the medical experts looking after you then actually confirm that there's no sign of ulcerative colitis, there's no ulceration in the colon, and there's no signs of inflammation. And then histologic remission, I could hardly pronounce it. So histologic remission, this type of remission is also known as deep remission. And that's a label given to patients who have no evidence of inflammation at all, even when parts of their colon tissue are biopsied and examined under the microscope. So we're now approaching the end of the episode, and I really want to finish on a high with underlining the importance of mindset as basically being the first step when it comes to remission. And this is for anyone listening to this right now who's really struggling with ulcerative colitis, passing blood, the stabbing pains in the stomach, maybe you've lost lots of weight, just feeling sick of the drag and the fear of food. And listen, I know how bad it can be. I've been there myself. I just want to say that where you are now, right now, doesn't need to be the long term. Sickness and disease aren't necessarily permanent. And all of these symptoms that we experience, I personally view them just as warning signs from the body that all is not well, we're out of balance, we need to give ourselves some more TLC and do the extra work to overcome the symptoms and become the strongest, healthiest version of ourselves. And quite often when you go on this gut healing journey, you eventually discover there's quite a few different parts of yourself that were completely hidden, and we're just needing to be uncovered as well on this journey. So yeah, there is always hope to turn things around. Switching your mindset is always the first step on that road towards remission. In fact, I strongly believe that really focusing on the symptoms, everything we've just covered there, the bleeding, the mucus, the weight loss, really putting too much emphasis on them and going over them in your mind all of the time, dwelling on them. I believe that and the over-identification with ulcerative colitis, making it part of you, making it part of your identity, That is what really keeps us stuck. It took me way too long to realise that in order to heal, I really needed to move away from this idea of being a sick person, of having this disease. Now, I'm not saying that you should just start strolling around thinking positive thoughts, pretending that all your symptoms have disappeared and kidding yourself on that life is rosy. We do not do any bullshit around here. But it's really important to not reinforce your sickness and this disease by constantly dwelling on your symptoms, really focusing on how bad things are for you in this moment, and most importantly, also by the language you use as well. So think about these terms that we use. I suffer from ulcerative colitis. I am an ulcerative colitis patient. I've had it for 4 years. Can you see how saying these types of things and using that type of terminology reinforces this idea of being sick? And can you see how consistently repeating that type of terminology is going to keep us stuck in the same place? These are actually just labels we attach to ourselves without actually realizing how powerful words can be. Instead, focus on the positive steps that you can take to start improving your gut health today. One of those first steps, if you've not already done it, is downloading my ebook, Gut Rescue. Remember, it's completely free. And in that ebook, I cover the 5 main pillars that were pivotal for me reversing my ulcerative colitis symptoms and keeping them at bay and keeping me in full remission. But that's it, guys. Time to wrap it up now. Thanks for tuning in to this very first episode. I really hope you enjoyed it, you got some value from it, and please come back for the next episode. There's a new one released every single Wednesday. So I'll see you then. Have an amazing day.